Now, the far-right bloc in the French election, Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally, has scored historic gains to win the first round of the parliamentary election. The final outcome will depend on days of alliance building before next week's runoff vote. The RN and its allies had 33% of the vote, followed by the left-wing bloc with 28%. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist with just 20%. That's from official results from the Interior Ministry showing this morning. With me in the line to talk about this in more detail, we have got John O'Brien, professor in the Department of Sociology, Maynooth University, and director of Maynooth Centre for European and Eurasian Studies. And John, good morning to you. How concerned are you about this? This is the snap election called by Emmanuel Macron in the aftermath of his poor showing in the European elections. It seems like it's backfired from his point of view anyway.
Good morning, Gerry. I think this has backfired spectacularly on Macron, as many predicted when he called the Assembly election. The last time something like this happened was more than a quarter century ago, but at that point, the National Front, the predecessor of National Rally, simply wasn't a factor, wasn't in contention. Even last time around in 2022, they managed to win less than 19% of the vote. So they've almost doubled this in that period of time. And many people believe it is because President Macron has pursued policies that many people within the French electorate don't like. His ratings are at an all-time low. It was a colossal risk that he took, and it's completely blown up in his face. So now the task facing Macron and his party, along with the Left Popular Front, is to identify all those constituencies where there's the potential to keep out the National Rally and to make sure that happens. So tactical voting, which will happen on the back of what I presume will be intensive bargaining, which is already underway, that's going to be a key feature of this week. France is a very peculiar electoral system. It's a first-past-the-post system, so a bit like that of the UK, but it's a two-round system, and you have three kinds of winners. First, those people who get more than 50%. There's a small number of those yesterday. Then you have other constituencies where you have the top two who go through. But the kind of curious thing is the triangulaire, as they call it, which is the three-way contest. It becomes three if any candidate gets more than 12.5% of registered voters. Now, in practice, that means about 18 or 19%, but the three big blocks, they got 33%, 28%, and 20%. So we're going to have an unprecedented number of these three-way contests on Sunday, and much will depend on what happens between now and then between the Left Popular Front and President Macron, whether they can do sufficient tactical arrangements that means they will be able to win those seats and keep the National Rally out.
If that doesn't work and they don't keep them out, I mean, I know that the National Rally have been smoothing out their image over the last number of years to make themselves more palatable, but are they still a Eurosceptic, you know, anti-immigrant party at their core? If they do get in, will it be major problems for the European Union?
It will present major problems for Europe. You are right, Marine Le Pen has toned down a lot of the extreme language that the party used to exhibit. But if you look at their policies, they are still deeply hostile to the European Union. I think there are a lot of people in Brussels very worried about the prospect of the National Rally gaining a majority next Sunday. That would mean a system of cohabitation between the president and the parliament, or the National Rally prime minister. That would make for a very fractious relationship. The EU, I think, would worry terribly about Ukraine, because in the past, Le Pen's party has been very close to the Kremlin. They took a loan of 6 million euros from the Kremlin about 10 years ago. They've been very hostile to Ukraine in lots of different senses. I think it'll also be very problematic for the green politics of Europe. Like a lot of far-right parties, they are opposed to environmental measures that the EU says have got to be implemented if climate change is to be faced. But the really big issue, I think, is that if they do manage to gain a majority, they're going to be another European Union government led by the far right, in addition to Italy. And if we look across the EU, by the end of the year, we might have a third, fully 9 or 10 governments that are either led by the far right or have far right coalitions within them. So we've never been in this position since 1945. And along with the prospect of the return of Donald Trump in the United States, I think there is deep, deep concern in Brussels and in many national capitals about what's going to happen on Sunday.
Yeah. Okay, John, we'll watch it closely. And thanks for outlining it for us in the programme this morning. John O'Brien, they're a professor in the Department of Sociology at Maynooth University.